67 today.
Some of those protesters. Do we have any grumbling protesters in the background there? It was, oh yes, tea parties galore across America. They were so excited. There they are. Thank you very much.
The Tax Day Tea Party.
Yes, and you heard demonstrations like that across the country. In fact, in 700 different areas, 700 different demonstrations were held. Thousands of people showed up at some, and some a couple hundred, protesting a government that spends too much and relies on bailouts. Too many companies doing that. I agree. Many don't. They think that it's extremism and that enough is enough, and there's something more to this whole tax day protest, the Tea Day protest, tea parties, and we'll dive into that here on America Tonight. It is your chance to vent, vent, vent. Were you early? Did you do it today, or did you get an extension as far as filing your taxes? Your chance to vent, baby, here nationally on these airwaves by calling 800-259-5791. We're also going to tell you a bunch about a bunch of YouTube musicians who auditioned online and now are going to Carnegie Hall. 3,000 in all, whittled down to 100. Can you imagine what an honor that would be? Also, Tim Wakefield of the Bo Sox, almost with a no-no. It was looking good, but Oakland spoiled the party. Boston still picks up a much-needed win. We'll talk about that in sports shorts. Sports. Joining us is Easy Ticket Mike here on America Tonight. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
Fabulous. Did you file today early, or did you get an extension?
I filed my extension early today.
Hey, you're not alone, buddy. A lot of people did the very same thing. You're an entrepreneur. You're busy, busy, busy. You don't have time for all this tax nonsense. Hey, playoffs started start this Saturday in the NBA, of course, already starting in the NHL. You know I like the Lakers and Cavaliers. I guess you do too, huh?
Yeah, I think that's the way it's going to play out, you know, there in the finals. But the end of the regular season was tonight. And they had some really great games, solidified some playoff spots. At my Mavs, they moved up here in the last couple weeks from eighth seed to they got the sixth seed, and they'll be playing San Antonio, who they beat New Orleans tonight in overtime. They came from actually came from behind. San Antonio did, and ended up beating the Hornets 105-98 in overtime. That was a great game, but the Mavs, they played here in Dallas. They beat the Rockets and knocked the Rockets out of the divisional championship. So San Antonio got it in place of the Rockets.
But all right, thanks for that update. That was a great game. I saw that. I was watching bits and pieces of it. And of course, this is a national show, but there are a lot of people who are fans of the Mavericks, fans of the Rockets, disappointed. And then, of course, San Antonio, too, as well. By the way, Easy Ticket Mike, he's got concert tickets. He's got playoff tickets. He has tickets to just about everything you can imagine. Try him. I guarantee he'll be able to serve him up. Go to easy-ticket.com. You and I are both baseball fans. Now we're deep into it. What, about 8 games or so into this season? You like what you're seeing so far?
Yeah, today was Jackie Robinson Day, and they honored Jackie Robinson today all around the league. Every major league player and coach and manager, they all wore the number 42, which was Jackie's old number. But, you know, he was the first black that went into the major leagues with the Brooklyn Dodgers years ago.
A hero for so many people, absolutely, Jackie Robinson.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. But you know, we're really early in baseball right now. The like you said, we've got about 8 games going right now. The Florida Marlins are ahead. They've only lost one, so they're 7-1. Everybody else is, like I said, I'm really looking for probably still the Angels and the Cards to be in the series in October, but you know, it's a long time till then. So
it's a marathon, definitely not a sprint. And you have concert tickets. What concerts are coming up?
Well, we've got, Fleetwood Mac's coming here to Dallas. They're on tour all around the country. Britney Spears, she came through here a couple weeks ago, but now she's coming through other cities. Eric Clapton, he's out on tour now. But Jimmy Buffett and all the Parrotheads are going to be here in Dallas this weekend, this Saturday. And he's on tour. He's going to a lot of different cities. But there's a lot of really great groups touring right now. So coming into the spring and the summer, we've got concerts galore.
Yeah, absolutely. Go to easy-ticket.com. As I said, Mike has tickets to over 80,000 events nationwide. Hey, you take care, Mike. Thanks for stopping by.
You're welcome. You have a good evening.
All right, you too. Mike Davis. And what happened was, you know, he loves sports. He likes to go to concerts and whatnot. He had a previous profession, and he took a step in an entrepreneurial direction and started this website and started the ticket thing. And what's kind of cool about Mike's deal is a lot of times when you get tickets online, you have to pick them up at will call, but in this case you don't. You can just print them from the web. They'll send them to you, so you don't have to go through that whole hassle. Man, many a time, it's happened to me twice in my life, where I've had to pick up tickets at will call and they weren't there, and then they had to fumble around and try to find them, and it was, you know, time was pressing on. It happened to me once at the U.S. Open, and it happened to me another time when I was going to see the Kings in Los Angeles, and there was a long line behind me, and they were VIP tickets that actually somebody had left for me, and they couldn't find them, and finally they did, but it was a nightmare. It was like a 20-minute deal, and people behind me were getting restless, and you know, I said I would step aside, and they told me not to, and yada, yada, yada. So easier to get it, obviously, off the Internet. As I mentioned at the top, it was all about the tea parties, and it is your chance to continue that same thing. If you want to vent about taxes and about the fact of the bailouts, and you're sick of the bailouts, and you're worried about the future, I say it all the time, for the kids, for grandkids, you know, my nephew, what kind of debt is he going to be saddled with? Forget Social Security at this point if we continue to go down this path. And as I was trying to say at the start, there are a lot of people who look at this and say, oh, this is crazy, these tea parties, right-wing extremism, that's what it is. No, it's good old-fashioned protesting. And I think it's actually nice to see people take the streets again in all these different venues, whether it's in the town square or it's the courthouse steps or at the state house or wherever it is, because they're trying, I believe, to do what I preach so often on this show. It's about action, not reaction, baby. Let your voice be heard. I say this all the time. You want to write a note to your congressman or your senator, you don't know who they are, shoot me an email and I'll tell you, americatonight.net. Trust me, they respond. Coming up next, Dr. Gary Brandt, who's going to talk about something pretty exciting to pump you up. Peaks and valleys, we all have them. That's next on ATN.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Isn't life always about the peaks and valleys? I always say, what would the peaks be if you didn't have those valleys, right? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Don't forget, you can vent if you want to on this show. You don't have to go out to the square. I know many of you missed that earlier. If you want to participate, if you don't, that's cool, too. And if you have a differing opinion, we love that. 800-259-5791. Keep that number handy. But Peaks and Valleys, Dr. Gary Bratt joins us now, and that's the name of his new book. Doc, thanks for popping on the show with us. We appreciate it.
Kate, thank you very much. And actually, the book was written by a colleague and friend of mine, Spencer Johnson, and he's asked me to go out and speak on it and do some of these interviews. So I'm very happy to be here with you this evening.
Okay, so great. So we'll dive into that. Well, first of all, I got to ask you a personal question, just because that's what we're doing with everybody that comes on the show tonight. Were you an early filer? Did you do it today, or did you get an extension?
I got an extension, which is really not in my nature, but I've just been so busy lately, I didn't have time to do it, so I did extension. I got my kids in, though. I did both of my kids. I got theirs in, but I didn't get mine in on time.
Well, it's important but you did file the extension, and it's important you got your kids in, though, so that's good.
Yeah, I got theirs done, so that was at least something.
Yeah, no kidding. Peaks and valleys. I think that it's just what I said, making good and bad times work for you at work and in life. We all have the peaks and valleys. If it was all peak, 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 I don't think it would be as sweet. Am I right on that?
You know what, Kate, you're exactly right. As a matter of fact, an example that I like to use when I'm giving my talks on this thing is if you imagine that you're in the hospital and they got you hooked up to a heart monitor, when you look up at that monitor, do you want to see a series of peaks and valleys, or do you want to see a nice flat line? Well, peaks and valleys, that's what life is all about. It's about ups and downs. You can't have just all one or the other, because if you do, that's not going to get it done.
And what do you do? Here's the key question, though. You see, you hear this all the time. I mean, there's songs written about it. I've had a bad, bad day, the rough times. How do you get through? Because that's what everybody wants to be able to do, is to get through the tunnel.
Yeah, well, to get through the tunnel, there's a couple of things that you can do, Kate. Number one, if you're in a situation and you can't change a situation, what you can do is change how you think about it. Number two, so, for example, have you ever known anybody who's gotten laid off? Or a lot of us listening and myself, we've been fired from jobs before. We know people who have been. And 6 to 12 months later, oftentimes, those very same people will be saying, you know what, that's one of the best things that ever happened to me. Because when it first happened, man, it was awful. But then I got thinking about it, and I really wasn't that happy in the job I was doing anyhow. Or maybe it really wasn't my passion. Or maybe I'd really drifted away from my family, and this was a chance to get back closer to them or develop some new skills. So when you're in that valley, if you can't change that valley, change how you think about it and start saying, okay, where's the good in this valley? There's got to be something positive here. Let me start focusing on that and start building from there.
Yeah, so true. I would use myself as an example, just like you, where I've been laid off or something happened and then something tremendous happened to me. I mean, Rush Limbaugh, an example of someone who's had success in the talk business, he was fired 6 times during his career. I have another friend who's got a great career going in talk, and he was fired 7 times. And you have to figure out a way to get through it. But one thing a lot of people do, I think, is they obsess and they stress, and they can't seem to find any point of relaxation when they're in that valley. How do you do that?
Well, it's interesting. I read an article not so long ago about a guy who had an interesting perspective on that. He said that if you're out of work, he said one of the reasons people don't find another job is that they try way too hard. And his thing was, yeah, put together your resume, look for a job, your new job is finding a job, but then go to a place that Spencer calls them in the book, Spencer Johnson in the book Peaks and Valleys, he calls them plateaus. And plateaus are places in between peaks and valleys, Kate, where you're not striving and working to try to achieve something. You're sitting back and relaxing and resting. And maybe you take a couple hours out of your day that you didn't have before. Like a friend of mine. A friend of mine, he builds houses, Kate, and I saw him the other day, and the guy looked like he'd lost 35, 40 pounds, and I asked him about it. He said, yeah, I have. And I said, Kevin, how'd you do that? And he said, well, I've got a little bit more time now. My building business isn't nearly as busy as it was, so I started going to the gym. I couldn't do that before. The man's lost 40 pounds. That's going to a plateau. It's finding a place of rest and relaxation in the middle of the valley. And guess what? You go to those places, you begin to feel better about yourself, you begin to have more energy, you begin to head yourself right back out of that valley.
Yeah, and by the same token, and obviously written about in the book as well, is when you're at that high time, sometimes there's so much you've worked on getting there for so long that you don't appreciate what you have. Do you think that that's pretty true, too?
Kate, you're exactly right on. Matter of fact, one of the goals in the book is to show you how to get on a peak and stay there longer, get out of a valley and get out of there quicker. And if you want to stay on a peak longer, it's really, really easy. It's appreciating what you have. And you know what I've discovered, Kate? Ironically, the more you have, sometimes the harder that is to do. Have you ever noticed that the people in life who seem like they're poor, they don't have a whole lot, but they seem to appreciate the little few things that they do have? And those of us who sometimes are more fortunate, who have so much, for example, even this in these horribly tough times that we're in now, I heard a guy talking the other day. He said, as bad as it is here in America right now, still the vast majority of us are way better off than the rest of the world ever will be. And so taking time to step back is a wonderful exercise you can do every day, is just focus on 5 things that you appreciate. Matter of fact, your listeners can do that right now while you and I are talking. Just focus on 5 things. I appreciate that I'm speaking with you right now. I appreciate my beautiful wife. It's easy to do, but when you get stuck down in that valley, sometimes you forget. Just focus on the things you appreciate. That's going to get you to a peak and keep you there longer.
Yeah, how do you pull a friend out of that? Is there a way to pull a friend out of that? Tell them, obviously, what you just said about the 5 things, but is there anything else that you would suggest to pull someone out of that funk that's around you?
The best thing that you can do, Kate, is be a role model for them of the behavior you'd like to see in them. Sometimes when Spencer writes these books that help so many, he wrote Who Moved My Cheese, and it was all about dealing with change, and people go, oh, I'm going to go out and give this to somebody else because they need to change. And now he writes his book, Peaks and Valleys, and it's wonderful that people want to go out and give the book away. We encourage that. But you don't want to go to somebody and say, you know what, you're really stuck down there in that valley. You shouldn't be that way here. You ought to do this and this and this and this. What you want to do is say, man, it looks like life is really tough for you right now. I've been there before, and, here's a few things that I've done. Or better yet, rather than telling them about it, just show them. Live the philosophy of peaks and valleys, which is getting yourself out of a valley quicker, and Spencer shows you how to do all this in the book, get on a peak longer. If you can be that role model for others, Kate, that's the best thing you can do to try to help them as well.
Yeah, Dr. Gary, too, the other thing, it's interesting, you talk about the two books he did. The One Minute Manager was in the early 80s, and then Who Moved My Cheese. And right. In reading Who Moved My Cheese, I quote that a lot, because especially now when people lose jobs, lose titles, and I think sometimes people get attached to titles and what they do for a living versus who they are. Do you think so?
Oh, Kate, you nailed it on the head again, is that there's a million and one things that we can do for a living, and that's wonderful. I mean, I love what I do. I get to, you know, I write my own books. I get to go out and speak and do speeches, and Spencer's kind enough to let me speak on his books. And all of those things are things that I love to do. But if that was taken away from me tomorrow, guess what? Gary Brat would still be here. I might have to reinvent a little bit how I spend some of my time. But you know what, the bottom line stuff, though, Kate? The people who love me would still love me. And the sun's still going to come up, and I'm still going to be alive, and I get to decide, what am I going to do with this day? So, yeah, if you get caught up in being a human doing rather than a human being, that can be a trap. You got to watch out for that trap.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so people want to pick up the book. Where can they get it?
You can get it at almost any popular bookstore that you can possibly think of. You can go to the website, peaksandvalleysthebook.com. Of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all those sorts of places. The book should be readily available. It just came out recently. And it's you know, Kate, I was fortunate enough. I spoke for many years on Who Am I Cheese. Spencer asked me to speak on that, and I spoke all over the world. And that's a wonderful book. That book sold over 27 million copies, believe it or not. It's still selling 11 years after publication. Now, personally, and I know I'm biased here, but personally, I think Peaks and Valleys is better because it's got some heart things. One of the last things I'll share with you, Kate, is if you want to get out of that valley sooner and you're down there and you're stuck and you don't know what to do, Spencer has wonderful advice. He says, get outside of yourself. Stop wallowing in your own pity and go out and try to do something for somebody else. And I gave a speech, my very first speech on Peaks and Valleys, Kate, real quick story. This gentleman came up to me afterwards, and he handed me the evaluation slip. He goes, here, read this later. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, what happened? You know, then the guy didn't like it. And later, that next day, I opened up his note, and it said, here's what it said. It was an older gentleman, and he said, my wife died 3 weeks ago. And your presentation was great, and this book is great, because I spent all day today handing out scholarships to young people, because that's what I do. And later we got a note from his daughter, or his niece, I think it was, who said, this whole talk and this book has given him a whole new outlook on life, because obviously the valley of losing his wife was horrendous. But what he was doing was getting outside of himself and focusing on helping others and being loving towards others and caring towards others. And that's a great way to get you. And that's the kind of stuff Spencer wrote about in this book, and I just love it.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. What a great representative you are. It's smart of him to have you speaking on his behalf. Dr. Gare, thanks so much for popping on ATN.
Hey, thanks a bunch.
All right,
appreciate
Peaks and Valleys. And you know what? Who Moved My Cheese is a great book. So if he's right and it tops that, think about that. That sold 27 million. Imagine where this will top out. Hey, coming up later on the show, we're going to speak with Harry Rinker. If you're looking to sell something, you collect things, you want to talk to him at 800-259-5791. We'll get some more on the flip side.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a 1-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase 2 items and receive a 3rd absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm Robert Woodstra, CEO of Farmers Insurance. We're a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for farmers. Whether we're parents, aunts, uncles, or grandparents, when a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 20 years and will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in the March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx, a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for FedEx. And we are all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents, and we care about babies. And when a baby has to fight for life, we all need to help. For over 30 years, we've been participating in March for Babies, and we will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
Two guests here on America Tonight were extension guys. How about you? Early today, or are you an extension person? I did it today. Donovan, who is the technical maestro for the show here on ATN, he also filed today, right, Donovan? Didn't you file today? Now, I had an excuse because I had somebody I work for who did not get my tax information to me until a week ago, so I had no choice. You, I'm going to just say you're a nice guy and you just got too tied up in all the network things you were doing, right?
Well, I was going to join Procrastinators Anonymous, but I never got around to it.
So you can admit you're a procrastinator here in these airwaves, just like Donovan did, by calling us at 800-259-5791. It is your chance to be heard and to vent. You didn't have a chance to get out to one of those 700 demonstrations to wave a sign, to scream things out like, I want the government to get its hand the hell out of my wallet. That's what one protester said. There were signs that read, Congress is enslaving our children with debt. Another, restore the republic. So you get it. From California to New York, meeting at the State House, like I said, the town square or anywhere that it was possible, obviously people had their voices heard. Now, interesting thing. A lot of how this grew and the whole idea of the anti-tax Tea Party really started to crop up through new media, through Facebook and Twitter, a lot of people doing that. Of course, there was exposure on networks, but a lot of that really in where to meet and all that stuff started with those two social networking sites. So you would call that organically. And if you remember, the guy who's in the White House now credits the Internet partially for the awareness of his campaign and getting elected. To be fair, the Tea Parties were pretty much promoted by FreedomWorks. And if you never heard of FreedomWorks, they're a conservative nonprofit advocacy group, and they're in Washington. And the guy who leads them is a name you'll remember, Dick Armey from Texas. He's the former Republican House Majority Leader who is now a lobbyist. What's interesting is there were voices that wanted to be heard because they showed up. You can send out Twitters and messages on Facebook, and you can have a former local politician speak, or you can have the governor of Texas say that the state of Texas is going to secede because they're sick of it. The people are tired of the taxation and the government interference. All those things are well and good, but you actually have to get people to get their fannies out of their houses, out of their cars, and to an event. And it's pretty impressive, I think, at some of the venues where those people that were able to get to the tea parties gathered, like in Salt Lake City and in Kentucky. You know, in Kentucky, they just passed huge taxes on cigarettes and alcohol. Our friends in Kentucky are listening. I know that you did not like feeling that pinch. If you live in New York, I don't know how you can stand it at all, because as somebody from that neck of the woods, even, and luckily I'm not a smoker, but if you smoked, a pack of cigarettes is about $10. That's crazy. $10, and a lot of that is taxation. And if you live in a place like our biggest city, you have a thing called a borough tax, a city tax, then of course you have state income tax and your federal tax. Ugh. Probably a good reason to procrastinate and not want to hurry and file, especially, obviously, if you owe anything. Hey, there was some funny stuff that happened in Boston. They had some protesters there that run the Boston Common, which is, you know, basically, I'm going to describe it as a couple of stones away from the original Tea Party. And some people actually dressed up in that revolutionary type clothing. They were carrying signs. One of the signs that I happened to see was one that said Barney Frank, Bernie Madoff. And the difference is, and another one, D.C., District of Communism. Hey, people get creative, man. In Atlanta, thousands of people were outside of the Capitol. They had a huge protest. And Sean Hannity broadcast his show, actually, from that area. And somebody had a sign that they were waving, that the camera kept getting, "Hey, Obama, you can keep the change." You gotta love it. Hey, we are a nation of freedom, a nation where you can voice the way you feel. You might not feel the same way. You might think, hey, this, we are on the right path. Is anyone listening to me saying, oh, more of the same? I think that we need to do what Obama's doing. I think we need to do what the current administration's doing. And actually, with all this taxation, you can't just pin it on the new guy, because you have to go back to some of the things that happened in the past. It's just now that bailouts just continue to get worse, and we see that the stimulus money, you might as well keep it for what it's actually doing to stimulate the economy. Somebody said to me today, well, you know, they're handing out all this bailout money. They're bailing out all these people who already have money from the corporations. And if they're going to do that and they expect the everyday American who's barely making it, 30, 40, 50, I mean, school teachers, what do school teachers make? Are you listening to me and you teach school and you love what you do? But, you know, let's face it, you're probably not making big bucks unless you're in a private school or you're a principal or some other form of administration. Most likely you're making barely enough. And then, of course, there's not enough supplies in the classrooms either. And then you talk about all this taxation, and the cuts and all that other stuff. And it seriously, it is weighing people down with the way that we've been going with the bailouts. Now, who knows with the banks, it could be worse. And some people think on the extreme end of it, the popular, it's either popular or not popular. There's sort of no black and white in this. I mean, it is black and white. You're either one way or the other way. There's no gray area. A lot of people feel like this is that small, tiny, tiny train that gets bigger and bigger and bigger that is steaming full speed ahead toward socialism. Not so sure about that. But one thing I would say is they got to cut the bailout crap, the nonsense, because it's not helping. Who is it helping? Now, GM could still go belly up anyway. They're under this tight deadline. I mean, AIG, the people are afraid for their lives. They're changing the sign they already did outside of the Manhattan headquarters. And half of the people that were involved in getting bonuses, which, by the way, they were promised, which were, there was an actual line in the measure, in the bill to do this, basically, that said this is earmarked for that, thanks to Senator Chris Dodd. So that was in there, and then, of course, it was uncovered. The bottom line is people want to have more money in their wallets. And what's new about that? Money can't buy you happiness, but it sure, in some ways, can end the struggle. There has to be, I've said this way before this, the first year I was on this show, there has to be some kind of tax reform, period. I mean, it had to happen a long time ago. Had to happen. People are crippled under this taxation. And we know there's nothing left in the end anyway. So what do you say? Don't be shy. I know it's a new number. I'm going to keep pounding it out. I'm going to post it on the website, I promise. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Or you can shoot me an email at americatonight.net, just like Jim has. Jim, listening to us in Austin, Texas, KJCE, says, Kate, I missed the tea party. I was hoping I could go to one. In fact, I was looking at one in Arlington. Couldn't get off of work because I can't afford to lose my job. But I say bravo to the people who went. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Of course, a line from the famous movie Network. And a lot of people are saying the same thing. And Texas Governor Rick Perry, he actually had the tea party at Austin City Hall. And you know his stance already against the federal government, and, you know, people were shouting secede and all that sort of stuff. At some of the events, there were politicians that did speak. Some where politicians did not speak. In fact, they weren't really even invited. They might have been there, but they weren't really invited. And as one of the people was saying in some news clip I saw, they can come, the politician can come and listen, but they need to listen to us for a change. And I'll say it again. I said it when we stepped away. There is no reason, because you are wallowing in freedom, at least now, so your voice can be heard. If you don't like what's happening with anything, with immigration and some of the proposals for this reform, if you don't like what's happening with all this spending, then do something about it. You couldn't make it to a tea party, send an email. Make a phone call to your congressman or to your senator. And trust me, they will listen. They'll listen. You know what I think? I think some people might be so fed up they're trying to come up with ways to qualify for medical marijuana. Did you hear about this? Medical marijuana requests are going sky high. I mean, seriously. 50 to 300%. Pretty high, huh? So is it a number of ailing people who are turning to ganja to ease the symptoms? Or is this spike because some people are trying to figure out ways to get it through phony prescriptions or other ways? Mm-hmm. And that brings up that whole legalized marijuana deal. You look at the marijuana co-ops, the clubs, the businesses, and all that sort of stuff, and a lot of people are pushing for looser dope regulations. And suddenly there are so many more that are applying to get the medicinal marijuana, cannabis, the therapeutic cannabis. Do you support the controlled use of marijuana for medical purposes? Or do you think we should say, look, we need law enforcement patrolling and doing other things. We don't need them busting people for an ounce here or there. I mean, it's a gateway drug. Some say that. Your thoughts on medical marijuana? Anybody? 800-259-5791. Kate hanging out with you here on ATN.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436.
Hey, Donovan, do you have any Rick Perry?
That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG. Fitleg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FITLEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FITLEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
Yeah, a lot of people upset enough that they actually physically got involved, waving signs, even dragging kids out to some of these anti-tax tea parties. Others say, with Tax Day becoming a protest day, that the people that go out to these things are just lemmings and they're being fed the information from television news or radio talk shows or any of the other things that would drive the message. And I would say, I hope not. Because you have a free voice. That's the whole point. If you don't agree with it, of course, why go out there? You don't feel like going out there? Why go out there? Why do you do anything? And yes, we know there are followers and there are movements and there are leaders. The bottom line is you don't have to do whatever you don't want to do. So were there enough people that were fed up? And I think that is the pulse that is out there is legitimate. And it's not misreporting when you talk about the three dreaded letters and all the hoopla and what happened there or what's happened in the auto bailout situation or what's happening with the banks and people are lining up and they're worried or what's happening with the jobs, 8.5% unemployment, the worst in 25 years. People are scared. where do you turn? People need to vent. You can vent on this show if you can find the number. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. If you're listening to me in Ottumwa, Iowa, you know what I'm talking about. If you're listening to me right now in Connecticut, you know what I'm talking about. If you're listening to me on the central coast of California, Santa Maria, my old stomping ground, Santa Maria and Santa Barbara, you know what I'm talking about. People in those areas react. React to whatever it is. And I don't think they're lemmings. So I'm going to disagree with some of the criticism. The governor of Texas, Rick Perry, hasn't been afraid to express what he thinks is outrageous, and it's too much government interference. Texas is certainly unique, if nothing else. We know that from the second they came into the Union back in the 1800s. So Texas talking about seceding, here's a little bit of what the governor had to say.
I'm talking about states' rights. That are enshrined in the 10th Amendment of the United States Constitution. Unfortunately, those protections have melted away over time. Since the U.S. Constitution was first ratified, the federal government has slowly, steadily, and successfully eroded the notion of states' rights. The founding fathers understood something. They understood that one size fits all doesn't work. It sure doesn't work in a country as big in America, and it darn sure doesn't work in Texas. Our economic strength, the strength of Texas economy, compared to that federal budget mess up there, the troubles that we see in other states, it proves that Texans know how to run Texas. We are living proof that when government lowers taxes and it reduces spending and it encourages private sector growth, that good things can happen. When Washington interferes with our proven approaches, experience tells you what the outcome will be, and it's not pretty. I happen to agree with the seventh governor of this great state, Sam Houston. And he said, Texas has yet to learn submission to any oppression. We didn't like oppression then, we like oppression now.
All right, there's Rick Perry, and you can tell people are pretty fired up about what he's saying. And he's no dummy either with the theatrical side of Perry, knowing that his star would be rising in the Republican Party with the kind of notoriety starting to get in the speeches that he's making. And pretty much what the resolution, this Texas State House resolution, is saying, they're just affirming the state's sovereignty, just as sort of a shot over the bow. The resolution pushes that all compulsory federal legislation that directs states to comply under threat of civil or criminal penalties or sanctions, or that requires states to pass legislation or lose federal funding, be prohibited or repealed. So now there is a public love affair, at least with some, of Rick Perry for what he's doing. And of course, he's criticizing the stimulus package and the stimulus funds, and he's rejecting some of the funds, which in some quarters makes him popular, certainly among the people who don't want big government, not with some who would rather have their unemployment extended, because that was one of the things that Perry didn't want to do. And, you know, good for him for stepping out of the shadow. I agree, because I'm a small government person, always have been. I think that when government gets in, there's too much red tape, it's too sticky, and it doesn't help anyone in the long run. So now these tea parties, like I said, chance to continue to vent. I know some people are getting close to the point or are actually past the deadline in the East Coast, and some people are getting close to the deadline, and there's still a couple of hours left for people on the West Coast who are listening in California. If you're listening in California, give us a call. I'm curious if the lines were long where you were. I went to the post office today and saw a lot of people lined up trying to file those last-minute taxes, you know, send them, basically worried because the mailboxes were full in front of the post office and all that kind of stuff. So if you check in with us tonight, you got to tell us, did you file early today or did you get an extension? You can call 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Got an email here from Gare who says, I heard you talk about people criticizing those that are going out and protesting. Notice nobody actually did that when there was those, quotes, pro-immigration rallies. Yeah, there was people that protested the pro-immigration rallies, but there weren't a lot of cries from politicians, and that's because it's such a hot potato, immigration is. You know, Tom Tancredo is one of those guys, Congressman Tancredo, who goes against the norm and is pushing and saying this is ridiculous and we need to send people back and we're overburdened by more than 12 million illegals, and it makes him unpopular in some circles. So if you look at the population, a lot of folks won't elect somebody like that. He's a rare voice, I think, when it comes to his view on immigration. So there weren't a lot of people that pushed against immigration, and then they changed the pro-illegal immigration to immigration to make the wording a little bit different in some of those protests in Los Angeles and Miami and whatnot. Hey, in a nutshell, here's the deal. The First Amendment to the Constitution of the U.S. says this: Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. And that tells the whole story. You have a grievance, you have the right to yell and jeer and hold signs and protest, whether you're in Atlanta or California or Anchorage, Alaska, Washington, D.C. If you are outraged over government spending, certainly you let your voice be heard, and this was a brilliant way to do it. Just like others have organized against many events in this country that they did not like. So be proud if you're one of those who is protesting spending. And if you're not, you can let your voice be heard as well, of course. Remember this, hell hath no fury like someone overtaxed, overstressed, and overburdened.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!